Rob.
Hey, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Great, great.
Oh, glad to hear it. All right, getting settled here. Okay, I've got my notebook out. Let's see here. Where did we leave off, you and I?
I gave you a couple good ideas, the enthusiastically endorsed concierge model. And then I think the idea of calling back clients, the idea of using the introduction page, introductions given and received, and keeping track of the the dates and calling on the anniversary of those dates.
Yeah.
Those are my ideas, and you were staying very diligent about your contacting clients and contacting prospects.
I have been very good about that. Even though I did not email you this past Friday, it was because I was sick. But I have been very good about that. Having said that, today's been I haven't done it yet today, but I will. I'll get it done before the day ends. And I will make out my calendar for the rest of the week to do the calls in the morning, because I find that if I do the calls in the morning, it doesn't even take me. I just get it done. It's crazy. And I enjoy it.
So give me some, we'll have a Friday meeting today, which is a scoreboard. So what are your scores?
Okay, let me pull up the scores. My practice scorecard. Okay, here we are. Here's the data. It's coming up. Okay. Gross revenue year to date 157. Last year 68. Assets 24 million. And ROA is 67 basis points. What else do you want to know? Trailing 12 growth as of September was 173.
Okay, great.
All right, actual, yeah. Okay, so it's I'm up every month over last year, and I'm crazy. Growing pretty consistently. 10 households, 40 accounts. Oh, but that doesn't, I should have some stuff coming in. It won't hit in October. It better hit by year end, right? Shoot. Yeah. So what I've got coming in is 500 all on fee. And then my family didn't close anything in October. So they said they would, so I don't know when that's going to come in, but that will be a couple of million to start, and then 12 to 18 overall. And I have a bunch of new prospects, but those are my numbers. What do you think of, well, let's go back to the numbers. What do you think of the numbers?
Okay, family, is that your family?
Sorry?
You said I've got a family or your family with the 18 million?
Yes. A family, not my family.
Okay, A family. Okay.
Yeah, they've got a lot going on. They're in the middle of a lawsuit as well, so they've been a little delayed, as these things happen.
Well, that would be a big, that would make a big difference.
I know. You're right. And, you know, they're on my, there's the first people on my list to call every day. So I get the, yeah, you're absolutely right. That would be done. I would be done with the program, basically, if I could just get that one account in.
Okay, so that's one. That's a good, you got the 500K, that one. What else in terms of prospects?
Okay, so I have two new prospects. One was a referral from a lawyer he's like a corporate lawyer. The situation is that the doctor, it's his retirement money, $2.5 million. I've met with him twice, once in my office and then once over lunch with his wife. And his situation is that he has four kids. He will work for maybe a year or two more. Doesn't spend very much, thankfully. Owns his house outright, has a small mortgage on an apartment that he bought for one of his kids. And so it's a real $2.5 million. The status of that is indeterminate. This is one thing I did want to talk to you about. We had great conversations. We've really gotten to know each other. And then on Wednesday, October 24th, after a meeting with the associates from the people who are currently managing his money, the situation is that his money manager will be leaving. He was diagnosed with cancer, and we don't know how long he's going to continue to work, but we know he's going to leave. And the prospect did not like the associates. He did agree to meet with them because he's very close friends with his advisor, and I think that's a respectful thing to do too. But after he had that meeting with them, he came back to me and said, Amelia, very brusquely, we are not going to move forward unless you are able to lower fees to 50 basis points of total assets, which was shocking because right now he's in an all-equity portfolio at 1%. And what I told him, Rob, was that I wouldn't charge him more than 1%, but that we needed to wait to see what the asset allocation would look like before, you know, settling on a fee. So I wrote him a very nice email. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be interesting.
So I said, Dear Doctor, his name, since you have initially brought up the fee before seeing the results of our offering and financial plan, which were the next two steps, I would like to let you know that an upfront fee of 50 basis points starts here at Morgan Stanley with accounts greater than $5 million. This level of fee for your account is unreasonable. Why do you pay a fee? To have your advisor manage risk for a reasonable return over a period of time. The question you have to ask yourself after reviewing your statements is, am I pleased with the results I've gotten in the past 5 years paying a 1% fee and excluding inflation during one of the strongest bull markets in history? He made about 2 to 3% a year over the past 5 years, by the way.
Yeah.
I continue to write, in the near future, interest rates will go up and your potential risk and asset allocation are of paramount importance, especially if you may retire in the next few years and live off the returns of the portfolio. That is why it is extremely important to complete the financial plan so we can test your portfolio in good and bad markets. I kindly suggest rethinking of 50 basis point fee and asking yourself, am I getting the right service, risk management, and performance? I hope you don't think I'm bold in answering your question, but as an advisor and investment professional for over 20 years, it is my duty to give you the best possible advice for a reasonable fee. I hope to hear from you soon. Thank you, Amelia. To which he responded, Dear Amelia, your response is duly noted. Thank you. So what do you think's going on?
I think they're trying to buy his business.
Uh-huh.
They're offering 50 basis points. So the question becomes, you know, is he, he doesn't know enough. He doesn't know the difference between what you're offering and what they're offering. He sees you and two surgeons going to do the same operation. One will do it for half price.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Right. So, I mean, this is one of those situations where you can hold the line. That's one option. You can build a portfolio that will generate 50 basis points. You can build a portfolio that will generate 75 basis points. So, I think I'd go back to him. Well, I'm thinking.
I know. Take your time. And remember my situation. I'm like 9 months from completing the program. I'm nearly there.
Yeah. You don't mind compromising if you had to.
If I had $100 million in assets, I wouldn't be doing this. The same thing I'm thinking of doing for this client.
What do you think about that?
I'm thinking my response should be, because the reality of this portfolio is that once rates rise and the muni bond market is more attractive, that's where the majority of his assets will go, because he'll be living off of the interest. But with interest rates where they are and the muni bond market poised to fall, rates will rise, prices will fall, it doesn't make sense to put him in muni bonds now. He'll lose his principal. So I would start him on a fairly conservative portfolio. He's all equities now. He's 85% equities now and not very well diversified. So I would shift him down the spectrum of risk, but I couldn't offer him 50 basis points today because I wouldn't put him in muni today.
You're going to be keeping him in the money market fund, you can.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can get him 2.25% in a money market fund. Yeah, then I can easily get 50 basis points.
Right.
And then when the time is right, that's an interesting way to propose it. So instead of taking the shift down the spectrum of risk, immediately going to zero risk, charging them 50 basis points, getting a couple of percent, waiting for the muni bond market to turn over, and then putting them in muni bonds once rates go up and prices are lower.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Well, I don't think you want to always be, I think you want to be ever only 25% in equities. I think you should always have some equities.
I agree, because the equity market does go up over time.
Right. So you don't want to, but 75% munis and 25% equities looks like a pretty good portfolio. And I still think you could do that for 60 basis points.
But not 50. I can do an all muni portfolio for 45 to 50 and not get very much. But
so that's the way I would respond to it. Don't you think that makes sense? You want to do all munis? I can do 50 basis points.
Okay.
So that's your that's your response. If you want to do all, you know, all municipal bonds, I can do 50 basis points. If you
agree.
Want to do a combination of munis and equities, which I recommend,
yeah.
Then we'll do, we can do 60 basis points. If you want to do a higher degree, 50% equity, 50% bonds, then we'll do 75 basis points.
Yeah.
Okay? And so that to me is, okay, I understand I'm in a competitive situation.
Yeah, and it turns from a very philosophical discussion to just write the fee.
Right.
So I can't deny that this is now about fee.
Right.
Right?
That's right. And you know what? You're going to do a better job for them over time, and you can go back to a higher percentage of equities and charge them more down the road.
Oh, yeah, true.
Or he'll get much better service than he's ever known.
Oh, I know. I know.
Then he'll be willing to pay. Okay? I don't think that that's a crazy situation. I think it's one that says, I mean, we're trying to sell our house, right? So we interviewed three realtors, and one of them, who's like the top realtor, president of her company, came in, did a kind of a casual, you know who I am, you should hire me because I am who I am. 6% commission, no ifs, ands, or buts, I'll do a good job, I'll sell your house. The other one came in, we didn't even quote a fee, she was new and really wasn't that polished, and so she's kind of out. The second one came in and said, everything right, okay, and did a beautiful presentation. And then I said, so, okay, then what about fees? She said, well, I'll charge 5% if I have half of the trade, basically. If I do both sides of the trade, I'll charge you 4%.
So that's exactly what I'm offering in this situation.
That's right. So not only are you better, but you're respecting the client's desire to get a good deal.
I respect that.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know that? I'm okay with that. I pay 70 basis points. I don't pay 1%.
Mm-hmm.
I love my team. I like, they give me fabulous Supernova service and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still want a good deal. I know the market, right?
Yeah. All right. That's fair.
Okay.
Is there anything else I should write in the email to him?
I'd really try and get another appointment with both of them.
With the husband and the wife?
Yeah.
Fair.
And I'd really like, and I'd reemphasize all the things that you do, and then I would say, here's really, you know, I said 1%, but this is how it would break down. If you did an all-equity portfolio like you have now, it would be 1%, but that's not what I'm recommending.
Right.
Okay? So here's what I'm recommending. I'm recommending this, and then this, and then this. This is one I think makes the most sense. But if 50 basis points is your go-to thing, we will do 100% municipal bonds, and you'll get your 50 basis points.
Right.
You won't get the returns that we'll get with equities, but that's up to you.
That's up to you for the difference, yeah.
Right, you choose. Yeah. I don't want to be 100% equities. I don't think that's right for you retiring. But neither do I want to be 100% money market funds or munis. But what we'll do is we'll go, like, you know, we'll do a short ladder of munis,
mm-hmm.
funds, and we'll start out at 50 basis points.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go to, as interest rates rise and the market sells off, we'll go into equities, some equities, and then we'll go into some longer munis.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a,
He's getting what he wanted. He's getting his 50 basis points.
Yeah. Okay, so one of my to-do lists today is to draft the email, and in the email, I'll also remind him of the value that I bring, and also request another meeting. And I'll have that meeting to go over the portfolio.
That's exactly right. I would have the meeting to begin the financial planning process.
Yep.
Okay. And before we really, I need to give you a physical. You know, you're asking me to prescribe when I've got to make sure I'm right.
Yes.
Right? So we should do a financial plan, which is a $2,500 value, which I'm going to give to you for free.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's a $5,000 value, which I'm going to do for free.
And you think it's okay to drop that? Because that'll make him feel like he's getting a deal?
He sounds like he wants a deal. He met with the other guys and they offered him a deal. Now he's in the bargaining
thing. Yeah. He's already jumped ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, here's a trick that I would have suggested to you.
Uh-huh.
And this is called immunization. Do you know how you get immunized for the flu or anything else? You know you're probably going to be subject to getting the flu, so you immunize yourself so you don't get it. Okay?
Yeah.
Alright, so he said he was going to meet with his financial advisor and give him one last chance, or give him the respect of meeting one more time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you could have scripted exactly what happened. Am I correct?
I should have been able to anticipate that.
That's right. So here's the trick. Not only do you anticipate it and script it, but then you give the script to him.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to meet with your financial advisor. I think that's a great idea. Here's what he's going to say.
Right, I didn't do that.
Right. So when he says it, the guy will freak out.
Yeah.
This is it. He'll look at his wife, and they'll look back at each other and say, this is exactly what Amelia said he was going to say.
Right.
Because he's done a terrible job. He hasn't done 12-4-2. And he's going to go for price because he's lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the associates just want to keep the business. You know, there's a lot of pressure on them to keep the business.
Right, because they got to pay the old guy a fee on all the business, right? They got to pay him
right.
off because they basically bought the business and the business locks out, they have no revenues. So what you say to him is this. He's going to say, the client's going to say, this is what I... the client's going to say to the other financial advisor, this is what Amelia's offering me.
Uh-huh.
12-4-2, rapid response to problems with a financial plan. The client, the old FA is going to say, well, we can do all that.
Yeah.
All right, so you tell them, this is what they're going to say. Quote, we can do all that, all right?
Uh-huh.
And his question should be, in response, then why
didn't you do that before for 100 basis points?
Why didn't you do that in the first place if you could have done it?
Yeah.
Abba. And then you tell him, this is what's going to happen. This is what you're going to say. Then why didn't you do it? And he's going to say, blah, blah, blah. Right. So when he says blah, 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 the husband and the wife look at each other and start laughing.
Yeah.
Okay?
I like that.
And finally, he's going to say, we can do all of that for a discount, 50 basis points, 75 basis points. That's his last legs, okay, before he loses the account.
Right.
And what you say is, then why didn't you offer that before? Okay? And he's going to say, blah, 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 blah. And then they're going to walk out.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, this is the kind of tactics that I need from you, because this is great.
This will be 100% of the time.
What happens?
It's not going to be 50% of the time. It's going to be 100% of the time this will happen.
Okay.
Right? So when you immunize them, you tell them, this is going to be what happens. If it's not exactly that script, it's going to be so close, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Because that's all they have to say is, of course I can do all those things. Then why didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I used to do that in interview questions. Okay?
How so?
My question to a manager would be this. This particular office is open now.
Mm-hmm.
If you had known that this office was available a year ago, what would you have done differently?
Ah.
You know what they always say?
What did they always say?
They always say, well, I would have worked harder, I would have recruited more, I would have done this because this is my dream job. And I said, then I turned to them and then I said, then why didn't you do it?
Yeah, why didn't you just do it?
Why didn't you do it? It's a trick question, okay?
Yeah. And I'm setting the other advisor up for the trick question.
Correct.
This is good, Rob. This is good. This is the kind of stuff I need to know.
This is what we refer to as selling gold. I give you some copper, some silver, and some gold. This is gold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is gold.
Most of everything I give you is gold.
I don't think this is any. I mean, I think all of the advice you've ever given me has been gold. So.
But you need here's the key for us working together.
Yes.
You need to be out in the game for me to help.
Uh-huh.
I didn't need to give you this before because you didn't give me the situation.
Right. The situations help to further our relationship because you can teach me what I need to know.
Right. The more complicated the case is and the more interesting you're prospecting and the more aggressive you're prospecting, the more value I am.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Seriously, because, now, I'm not bragging, but not only am I a good manager, financial advisor, but I'm also a very good salesman.
Yes, yeah. That I believe. I know.
That's one of the keys here. These are selling skills.
Yeah.
These are not financial advisor skills. This is in any situation.
Yeah.
Where you're taking an account away from somebody else. It's always going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So now you're equipped. So no matter how this works out, it's wonderful.
Yeah, because I learned what to do.
Right. And so for the 104 and other times this is going to apply, you're going to know exactly what to say.
Beforehand. Love it.
So in your presentation, you're going to go back, at the end of the presentation that you make, you're going to say, the average person, no, I wouldn't say that. People that I make a presentation like this to often start to feel as though they have an obligation to their former advisor to at least meet with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which is often the fair thing to do.
Yeah.
You don't have to, but you may feel as though you owe him that much. Okay? This is what typically happens when you have those meetings. And you just go through the whole meeting. This is what you're going to say. This is what they say. This is what you say. This is what they're going to say. And when it plays out, he's going to think he's watching Macbeth.
Right.
Because it's for the first time for him.
But it's the 100th time for me.
Right. It's the 100th time for you. Or for me. Okay. A psychiatrist named I learned that from a psychiatrist named Marty Cohen.
How do you spell that last name?
C-O-H-E-N. Marty Cohen.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if he's around anymore, but I took a lot of training from him.
Okay.
He was very, very good with psychology.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, this is pure psychology and the art of selling. So, so this is any time you meet with a new prospect and you get to that point where he now has to say goodbye to his old associate. And this
right.
is what, and make sure you include the pricing.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the difference is now you're on the defense. Instead, you'd be sitting beside him the whole meeting.
Yeah.
You'd be in the room with him. See what
yeah,
I mean?
Meeting with the other associates.
Right. You're in the room with him, and yet you're not even there. But he's looking at his wife going, Amelia's sitting right here telling me exactly what he was going to say. The various things. He's going to call back to you and say, you know what? It went exactly like you said. You're psychic.
That's going to feel great. Right.
You know, it's 20 years of doing this.
20 years as well. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Gotcha.
Because he's going into that meeting unarmed. You see, it's
right.
the first time he's doing this.
Right.
When he buys right. a new car, you know, he leaves the dealer, the Cadillac dealer, and goes to the Mercedes dealer. He never has to go in and say, you know, I'm leaving you to go to the Mercedes. He just walks in the Mercedes. Here he feels like he has to say goodbye.
Yeah, he doesn't want to do that.
He doesn't want to do that, and nor is he equipped to do it.
Right, and I could have set him, now that I know that this is how it goes, I can set the next client up for it.
And you can say to him, this is going to make you feel a lot more comfortable doing this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you could even be cocky and say, and it may even get you a little bit of a laugh.
I like that. I don't know that I can say that, but I do like that.
I know. Because it will. It'll get you, he and his wife, a big chuckle when they, especially after he leaves. They're going to go, this is unbelievable. He did exactly what we knew. See, he knows he's a terrible financial advisor. He just can't leave him because he feels guilty.
Right, right. He's got that emotional element. So I need to release him of that emotional element.
That's right. That's right. By making him into what he really is. Right. That's right. And we'll take care of his wife. You know, that's the other
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Make sure the spouse is there because she's gonna love this.
Yeah, she's a doctor herself. She's quite smart. Quite smart.
Right.
But they probably never even spoke to her.
Right. Never.
Never.
So that's another angle, lever you can pull. make sure you include her a lot.
Yes, absolutely. I'm big on that. I'm big on that.
Okay. So.
Super.
I think is that enough for today?
That's good. I've got a client call to do. The one who's bringing her 500. So she brings the 500 over. And I got to get the assets in. Actually, I wanted to update you. My, my T12 performance revenue is actually 225.
I'm sorry, I'm on the phone. Okay, go ahead.
My revenue, my performance revenue is actually much higher, 225.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. There's many revenue numbers. All right. So we are on for next month.
Yes.
And I will let you know how it goes.
If you get in a situation like this where you've got an important meeting.
Yeah.
And you want to just run it by me, either email it and run it by me and have me call you or.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. Yeah, because I've got another $2.5 million prospect. I want to run it by you. So I'll write it in an email and we'll talk about it.
Very good.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Way to go.
Thanks,
Rob. I'm very proud of you. You're doing a great job.
Okay, I'm going to keep it up and do better.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Look good. Bye.